This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Yes, and we are in the middle of nonstop talk, and it's great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210, day three of my triumphant return to Afternoon Drive. A couple headlines right now. Elon Musk buying Twitter, and the left is losing their freaking minds. And we're going to hear from Tony Bobulinski, who was on with Tucker Carlson last night, saying the Bidens have committed fraud. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. 855-839-1210. You know, on Ron DeSantis, I got to tell you, I think the guy looks incredibly presidential. Standing there at the podium with, you know, the Crypt Keeper behind him, and looking just very polished and presidential, and talking about what he's doing to rebuild his state. They already got the Pine Island Bridge open already today to the public, to traffic. That's unbelievable. DeSantis is getting it done. And he just looks presidential in my book. Joe Biden standing behind him, and honestly, it looks like he brought his grandpa to the press conference with him. And then grandpa gets to the podium and starts yelling, "You don't F with me, huh? Mandelbaum, Mandelbaum, I'll show you, sonny boy, I'll do push-ups. Where's Corn Pop? I'm going to kick his ass in the parking lot." Come on, a little bit. I mean, DeSantis, he's standing there, and then Biden's right behind him. He's like, getting up there. "Well, it's about time. It's about climate change. And DeSantis taking on Vice President Kamala Harris, who, again, you know, she came out and she said, "We really need to make sure that we rebuild based on equity." And of course, that is politicizing a tragedy. DeSantis having none of it. Cut 14.
I think she's trying to play identity politics with a storm and a natural disaster. And I think it's ridiculous. And honestly, we had the FEMA administrator in Florida with us, and she threw cold water on that. So that is not going to happen. It's totally not appropriate. You don't have to politicize every single tragedy in this country. And I think people, I tell you, in Florida are really sick of the nonsense. They just want people to be helped. They want everyone to band together, and they want us to get these communities back on our feet. So that's what we're doing in Florida. And Sean, it's also the impacts spanned all demographics, all income levels. Sanibel has some very wealthy people. They also have blue collar people. You have other communities, different race, different ethnicities. Who cares? We just want to make sure people have a chance to get back off their feet and get moving forward again.
Good for him, by the way. Good for him, because that's what you want to do. You want to push back on that nonsense and not give it any oxygen. But as I just shared with you, I mean, the media is trying to politicize this tragedy. Why? I told you this from day one. I was still on mornings when the storm was hitting, and I said that they will try to use any opportunity they possibly can to blame Ron DeSantis for this, because they want to destroy him and make it so that he can't run for president again. That's what they want to do. And they'll use any opportunity. Also, too, they want to blame it that if only he believed more in climate change, this never would have happened. If only he just believed, he somehow his thoughts could have shifted the hurricane away from Florida. If only he believed. And that's why you got pops behind him today going on about maybe this little whippersnapper over here can finally acknowledge climate change, huh? Am I right? You don't F with me, pal.
No one.
That's right. Corn Pop was a bad dude. But everybody knows that Ron DeSantis looks presidential, and he's handling this storm beautifully. And the people of Florida know it, too. Oh, and to prove that point, Let's replay that guy from earlier because I love this guy. I can't get enough of this guy. They asked this guy in Florida who he's going to vote for governor. Matt DeSantis, my executive producer, had to spend 42 minutes beeping this, getting all the curse words out of it. But you know what? It's so worth it. I don't care. It's so worth it. And DeSantis, I asked you for two things. I don't ask for much, but I have two requests. Number one, you got to get Tulsi Gabbard on.
Yeah.
Because that latest video of her in tight yoga pants shooting a gun is like every guy's fantasy. That's number one. And then number two, I got to get this guy on the show. I don't know where he is. He's on the streets of Florida somewhere, but we got to get him on. Take a listen.
That shit about DeSantis, but that gas is here in Arcadia.
In Arcadia.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but it's here in Arcadia. So y'all know who we vote for. I don't know about the rest of you vote for DeSantis. And I'm a Democrat. So y'all can call it.
We got children out
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Ron DeSantis, my man. This guy's my man. We're going to get him on. Don't you worry. He'll be on the show at some point. We'll have to beep the hell out of it, though. We're going to have to sit on the dump button the entire time that guy's talking. But what he says is so true, right? Ron DeSantis is my man. Beep, beep, beep. But so worth it. Oh, man. Yes. And good for DeSantis for pushing back on all this. I think it's really, really important. It has to be done. And he's going to be, if Trump does not run, I've said this before, then Ron DeSantis will be the presidential, it'll be the Republican nominee for president in a heartbeat. And this storm and how he's handling this is just going to make it even easier for him. It really will. And that's why the left hates him. And that's why the left wants to stop him. And look, think about it from this perspective, too. Joe Biden's got major political problems. I think there's a reason why the Democrats never want to say they think Joe Biden should run for president again. Here is Tony Bobulinski on Fox News last night with Tucker Carlson. Now, I did not watch because we were having dinner. We ate like Italians last night. We had a late dinner. Anyway, Tony Bobulinski was on Fox News with Tucker Carlson, alleging that Bidens have potentially committed fraud. I think that a lot of this stuff is coming out now because the Democrats absolutely do not want the Crypt Keeper to run for reelection because they know he's going to lose and they want to get rid of him. And it's also why the White House never says he's going to run for president again. But this is part one.
That document is exactly the same document as Sinohawk Holdings, LLC. And it appears that Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Biden family literally copied the same document down to typos, as you said, the serial number. And they removed Oneida Holdings, which was the Delaware LLC that represented Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, myself, Rob Walker, and James Gillier. And Hunter and his lawyer, George Mazeres, replaced it with Owasco, which was Hunter Biden's law firm or business that he operated. So he effectively swapped out an entity that he owned 20% of to a business that he owned 100% of, which is fraud.
So why would he do that?
A lot of detail we don't, you know, have too
I know,
much
I understand,
time,
but basically,
at a high level in July 2017, the Chinese CFC had not funded the $10 million. I was extremely frustrated. The Bidens claimed or presented to be frustrated. I got calls from Jim Biden. He was ready to call the Chinese directly and say the Biden family's pulling out of a deal, all well documented in text messages, WhatsApp, and emails. And I didn't know this at the time, but apparently around that same time, Hunter Biden and his lawyers basically removed Oneida, put Owasco, his law firm, in that, and replaced that in that document, getting prepared to basically divert that money into BYZ Holdings.
So they were shafting you without your knowledge, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's called fraud, yeah.
And this is... I mean, I don't see any other explanation for this, do you?
I'm sure you can reach out to the Biden family and get comment from them.
They're not returning our calls right now. Okay, so this is, just this alone seems to me enough to spur a criminal investigation by the FBI into what apparently is fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know that's not going to happen. Meanwhile, the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago has turned up some pretty interesting stuff that should have been protected by executive privilege. I'm going to get into that as well. But it's really frustrating for those of us who said the FBI had no business raiding Mar-a-Lago, because what they've done is they have taken many very personal presidential correspondences, including conversations about pardons and other things that are 100% protected by either attorney-client privilege or executive privilege, and had those turned over. And now they have to be resealed. It's a mess. I'll tell you about that. But Tucker wasn't done. Bob Alinsky alleges that he presented the evidence to the FBI. And I'm sure, yes, the FBI, the same FBI that'll run and raid the home of a pastor, Mark Houck, in Bucks County and show up with armed guards because he may have possibly now touched somebody outside an abortion clinic, even though that was dismissed as a civil suit years ago. The FBI will raid that guy's house. Bob Alinsky turns over evidence to the FBI about criminal acts by the Bidens. What happens? Take a listen.
For the sake of our country, for national security, at that point, he was candidate Joe Biden. Now he's the sitting president of the United States, the most powerful person in the free world, and daunting. So at the end of that 5-plus-hour interview, the head of station told my lawyers, listen, an individual named Tim Tebow is going to run point on all of this. We're definitely going to have tone. At that point, he was candidate Joe Biden. Now he's the sitting president of the United States, the most powerful person in the free world, and daunting. So at the end of that 5-plus-hour interview, the head of station told my lawyers, listen, an individual named Tim Tebow is going to run point on all of this. We're definitely going to have Tony come back in for a follow-up interview. Could be as early as next week. Some of the people that were in the room weren't well-versed on all these facts. We may want to have people come in from Baltimore or Delaware. And, you know, I was ready to sit down with anybody that needed me to or travel wherever I wanted to. And so the head of station gave my lawyers Tim Tebow's cell phone number. Tim was not there that day. I think he was out of Washington, D.C. But my lawyers had an hour and a half call with him that Friday night, October 23rd, and subsequent calls through the weekend and the following week when I was then coming on your show to provide the facts to the American people. And they were supposed to be working a follow-up interview. And Tim Tebow, in his last discussion with my legal counsel, was, listen, we know Tony's cooperating. We appreciate all the information he's provided. We will follow up with you. We're definitely going to have him come in for a follow-up interview or spend some more time on this. And I haven't heard from him since.
At all?
No. Nor have my lawyers.
No communication whatsoever?
No.
Since before the 2020 election?
Correct.
Yeah, we're all shocked by that. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what the FBI uncovered in Mar-a-Lago, including privileged documents that they had absolutely no business looking at. And it's going to frustrate you even more when you add all this together. And also, the worst name for a basketball player ever, that's the greatest name for a basketball player ever. Wait till you hear them calling the announcers at this game. I love this. I can't get enough of this. I'm not even a sports guy. And I love this. You're going to love it, too. I promise you that. But I want to tell you, though, about USA Insulation, because I don't know if you've noticed, it's getting chilly out there. We had to turn the heat on. I hate doing that, but I did just to get the chill out of the air a little bit. And it's just a reminder that winter is coming. And because my wife's always cold, you know, but I know that I'm not going to spend a lot of money this winter, because every year we save money thanks to USA Insulation. USA Insulation will come to your home and inject their premium foam into your walls from the outside. Create a foam barrier. They insulate your attic, and then that's going to keep the air you're paying for inside your home. The cold air stays on the outside where it belongs. Electricity rates are rising everywhere. There's a war on oil. OPEC's cutting production. Natural gas. The Biden administration's going after that, too. You got to do everything you possibly can to stay ahead of this. And this is where USA Insulation can help you. So reach out to them today. You can get insulated now. Get the energy savings now. Do all of this without any payments or interest for 2 years. USA Insulation or 1-800-USA-FOAM. Prepare for the winter. No payments, no interest for 2 years with USAinsulation.net. USAinsulation.net.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Collegeville, tell your smart speaker to play 1210 WPHT.
It is Wednesday. Welcome back to the show. 855-839-1210. Sean, doing a great job with the music, by the way. Thank you. Then we got these lame-ass generic returns, as they call them. They're terrible. We haven't updated them since I was doing nights back in the day. When I come on the air at 1 a.m. and talk to 12 people and then find out that I was getting cut for women's badminton... And the same awful returns are still here. So the music is an important part of this. Obviously, in the mornings, you know, Greg Stocker prided himself on creating music, whether I liked it or not. And it's nice to be able to be on a show and have some input in the music. I appreciate that. So thank you. It's very, very nice and humbling. Not as humbling as this this guy who plays basketball. What's this guy's name, Matt?
I'm afraid to say it. It's
you don't want to say it.
No, I can say it. His name is, it's his actual name, so there's no problem with it. His name is Steve. That's easy
Steve.
Enough.
Steve? Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And then his last name is where it gets problematic. His last name is Ho You Fat.
Wait, that's his name?
Steve Ho You Fat.
Because you had me at Steve, but it's not over yet.
No.
Oh man. So who does he play? Where does he play?
I don't know what team he plays for. He plays for the NBA G League. So he's evidently not very good. I think he's in his mid 30s. So evidently, like, good at basketball, but not making it to the NBA anytime soon. But the announcers, I have a little bit of the play-by-play of Steve Ho You Fat playing in the game last night.
All right, go ahead.
Hassan curling off the screen, driving baseline. Ho You Fat with a three. Yes, I just said that.
Ho, you so fat. I mean, I love this. This sounds like a bad mama joke, doesn't it? Ho, you fat.
Can we listen to that one
Ho
more time?
Ho, you fat. This sounds like a guy who decided that he did not want to have the services of a prostitute. That's when finally, when she showed up at the motel, he's like, you look nothing like your online picture. Sorry. Okay, try that again.
All right, here we go. Here's the whole thing. We didn't make it through the whole clip. Now I feel good the second time. We'll have to control ourselves.
Hassan curling off the screen, driving baseline. Ho You Fat with a three. Yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me.
That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me. No, really, it looks like, excuse me, Ho You Fat. You don't look anything like your picture on ArizonaEscorts.com. I am not happy right now about this situation. Boy, that's unfortunate, huh? That is unfortunate. There was a congressman one time. His name was Richard Sweat.
Oh no.
Yep. And he went, you see, my whole life I've been rich. I've never wanted to be any other thing but rich. Well, mama's always mad at me. It's Richard, you know what I mean? But it's always been rich. I never liked Rick, and I certainly never liked Dick. Use that as a sounder. But this this congressman went by that, and his name was Dick Sweat. And that's how people refer to him, as Congressman Dick Sweat. And when I worked for Congressman Scott Garrett back in the day, we would have, and then hey, it's Congressman Dick Sweat. Awkward, but this is better. I think Ho You Fat is way better. Fantastic.
If you had to have one of those two names, Rich, which one would you pick? Dick Sweat or Steve Ho You Fat?
I want to go with Ho You Fat. Because if anybody ever said that, I'd turn and be like, what'd you say? I'm just kidding. That's my name. I would do that all the time if I were him. They're like, hi, Mr. Ho You Fat. Excuse me? No, what? I just gotcha. It's just my name. I'm Ho You Fat. That poor guy. That's kind of unfortunate. We have... We got some great audio today. That's for sure. We really, really do. Speaking of idiots, the Lester Cuomo's new show debuted last night on News Nation or the night before, I think. The ratings are in, and the Lester Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, and his Lester show, the ratings are not good. Do we see the actual numbers, Matt DeSantis, for this? I think it was. I think the numbers are 10 people. No, here we go. The former CNN star's premiere of his new show, Cuomo, on News Nation, pulled in just 147,000 total viewers on Monday night. Now, I can tell you there are more people listening on the radio right now than there are watching his national News Nation show last night, The Lesser Cuomo, which is why he's called The Lesser, by the way, and he always has been The Lesser. He was humbled, though, by his new show, and he had some words of wisdom, which I wanted to share before we have our guest at 5:35 or 5:30. When is it?
5:40. So we've got 5:40.
Yeah, a little time here.
Plenty of time.
Here's the Lester being less than humbled here. Take a listen.
Now, look, I'd like to just dive right into the issues that are being ignored at home and abroad, and we will. But obviously, this isn't a normal show start, given how I got here. So a word about that first. Shakespeare wrote in The Tempest that the past is prologue, meaning that all that has happened before led to this moment. And so it is with me being here with you tonight. I believe that.
I've rocking the Shakespeare reference on his first night. That'll get the younger demo, Chris. Well done.
Good and bad in the past many months. I've relied on my family, my friends, my therapist. And thankfully,
you imagine what he told his therapist about how often he was in his brother's shadow. Dad always liked him better, and he mocks me. He would come on my show on CNN during COVID, and he would mock me. He would sit there and say, Ma liked me better than you. You are an idiot. Dad thought so, too. I'm surprised you're on CNN, and you're probably not going to be here long. Do you know what that was like? He probably whined to his therapist all the time about that. You know he did, right?
That's the worst job in America. Chris Cuomo's therapist.
And he probably sits here and goes, and then you say I'm somehow less than, which he said. We actually have the audio of that somewhere. You say I'm somehow less than. He probably called the therapist, and it was kind of like this. Yes, Mr. Cuomo, what would you like to see us for? I have an inferiority complex. I'm known as the lesser. Can you help me? And the therapist was probably like, well, we don't take your insurance, but... All right, I can't do more of him right now. I have to take breaks to be able to breathe. You know what I mean? You say I'm somehow less than. Remember the time he came out nude during, it was during COVID when everybody was on Zoom and his wife was doing a Zoom or something and he walks out of his house completely naked. Do you remember that?
Ugh.
Drinking coffee in the nude, in the buff. And it was all caught on video. And you just see his lesser butt cheeks there. I remember this like it was yesterday. And then the time he had that roid rage when the guy called him Fredo. You remember that?
That I remember.
And he lost it on this guy. Lost it on this guy. And then it turns out Don Lemon, of all people, his buddy, his bestie, goes on late night TV and starts talking about the fact that he thought Chris Cuomo was having a roid rage. And he literally accused him of that. But the best was when you used to have the lesser to the lemon handoff. And this one time, Chris Cuomo's handing the show over to Don Lemon. And at no point does the allegations had all come out about his brother, Andrew, as governor of New York. And the allegations were, part of them were that Chris Cuomo had essentially now threatened the women who were coming forward against the governor and threatened journalists and threatened women and was acting as a proxy for his governor, for his brother, the governor. And completely now breaking journalistic ethics and everything else. You're a journalist. I mean, you're not really. You're on CNN, but you know, you pretend to be a journalist. You're not supposed to be doing this, and you're actively engaged in shaming these women to not come forward against your brother, and also giving him advice. And he never disclosed any of this to CNN. So they do this crossover, and Chris Cuomo to Don Lemon, and Cuomo's like, "I love you, man," and Lemon's like, love you, brother, love you, no, love you more." Love you more. Love you. And then it changes over to Don Lemon's show. And then I'll never forget this. And then Don Lemon opens up with, tonight, breaking news. Chris Cuomo covered for his brother, Andrew Cuomo. I know that's just the greatest. The best. Oh, man. 855-839-1210. I'm so glad that idiot's back. Maggie Haberman has written a book. Trump has said that she's a terrible writer and a journalist, and her sources are off. But if this is true on who Trump would consider as his running mate for president, I have to say, I think either of these two are excellent choices. Cut number 10.
You think Trump really will run again, and can he win again? And tell me about how he's feeling about Ron DeSantis, because I love this tea.
And so privately, he has been attacking Ron DeSantis in the manner you just described. Mm-hmm. His weight, how he sounds, you know, that he's a phony. That's a big one of Donald Trump's about a number of people. He is really focused on Ron DeSantis in a way that he isn't on almost anybody else, because he knows not just that Ron DeSantis is seen by people like us or others, you know, who look at the political field as the person who can take on Trumpism without the erratic behavior, but donors really like Ron DeSantis. And he has raised a lot of money at a time when Donald Trump's fundraising has slowed down, and that is very concerning.
And if he runs in 2024, who do you, because obviously it's not going to be Mike Pence, so who do you think he would look at as a possible running mate?
There's been a couple of people whose names have been mentioned. The one that actually gets mentioned the most by people close to him is Tim Scott from South Carolina, the senator. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is possibly the next governor of Arkansas.
Oh God, a woman. How dare. I love all these fake, phony women on this show. A woman, a black guy. These fake liberals, right? Oh, you might pick a black guy or a woman. Don't you? They're such hypocrites, these people. It's unbelievable. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a successful politician, possibly the next governor of Arkansas, a mom, was an outstanding White House press secretary and did a great job balancing her life and work. And she's an author, very successful person. They're like, oh, my God, please. It shows you that when it comes to feminism, they're full of it. And then, of course, Tim Scott, who is an outstanding senator, one of my absolute favorites. But the left will call him Uncle Tim, and they'll mock him, and they'll belittle him. And oh, my God. These people are such frauds. By the way, among the documents in the FBI's ridiculous and, I think, illegal raid of Mar-a-Lago, privileged Mar-a-Lago tranche included Trump legal documents and discussions on pardons. The logs were unsealed in error, reported by Bloomberg News, which shared the filing that has since been removed from the court docket. This is a disgrace. The attachments were were designed to illuminate the work of the Justice Department's filter team. An August 30th memo covers 520 pages of records that the team determined were largely government records, as well as those it determined were personal property that should be returned to Trump, or were private matters covered by attorney-client privilege. The filter team is composed of attorneys not assigned to the case who review records before releasing them to investigators. Among the tranche of records at Trump's home were communications about securing clemency, pardons, and everything else. In other words, these were documents that he had absolutely every right to have. And the fact that they were unsealed in error by the court is a disgrace, but it also goes to show you what a disgrace this entire thing has been from day one, this raid on Mar-a-Lago. 855-839-1210 is the number. Coming up, Biden threatens the oil and gas industry at the very, very same time that OPEC has decided to cut production. And of course, Biden's war on energy means that we're all going to be paying more in gas. We're going to find out the truth about price gouging. But I'll tell you this, winter is basically here. It's coming. I mean, before you know it, it's going to be here. Now is the time to do the smart thing. Call my friends at Professor Gatsby's today. Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling. It's easy, fast, and the smart thing to do for your home and for your family's comfort. And it's only $49 to have your heating system tuned up for the winter. Or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. Head into the cold of winter knowing your family will be cozy all season long. When it comes to my heating and air conditioning, Professor Gatsby's is the company that I used in my home and the company that I trust. They know me and they treat me like family, and that's why I highly recommend them to you. There's a lot of big HVAC companies out there. These guys started this company based on customer service, and every person who's used them has said the same thing. They've been terrific. And right now, for $49, get that furnace tuned up, or 0% interest for a new system. Go to profgatsby.com, P-R-O-F Gatsby, Professor Gatsby's, profgatsby.com.
Hey, Doylestown, tell your smart speaker to play
1210 WPHT.
I want to add one more warning. That's warning to the oil and gas industry executives. Do not, let me repeat, do not use this as an excuse to raise gasoline prices or gouge the American people. The price of oil has stayed relatively low. It kept going down. The price of gas should be going down as well. My experts informed me the production of only about 190,000 barrels a day has been impacted by this storm thus far. This small temporary storm impact on oil production provides no excuse. No excuse for price increases at the pump. None. If gas companies try to use this storm to raise prices at the pump, I will ask officials to look into whether price gouging is going on. America's watching. The industry should do the right thing.
There's Joe Biden threatening the oil and gas industry once again. Shocking, right? Oh, excuse me. Here to talk about it, I am very, very happy to welcome to the show Dr. Michael Buesler, is professor of finance and economics at Stockton University. Professor, thanks for making the time for me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Biden, yeah. You know, threatening them, and of course, this comes right on the heels of a massive, massive storm. You know, I find it frustrating, but I also find it frustrating that we hear the usual parade of nonsense regarding price gouging. And I know you've been a very, very big critic of this in the past on these price gouging laws and how they actually make things worse for people in these problems.
Yeah, they do. So what exactly is price gouging? So price gouging, they use the term when the market price of a product is much higher than somebody thinks it should be. So what people call price gouging is simply a result of either a huge surge in demand, so people want much more than there is available, or a big decrease in supply, for instance. You know, the example I use for my class when I talk about price gouging, I live at the New Jersey Shore, just outside of Atlantic City. There are some motels on the way into Atlantic City that are somewhat less than desirable, let's call it that. And they're relatively inexpensive. So let's say they're $50 a night and they have 10 rooms. Well, back in October of 2012, Hurricane Sandy hit. Everybody on the Barrier Islands were asked to evacuate. So 10, 15,000, however many people there are living full time here, left the island and they looked for a place to stay. So they come across these the less than desirable motels that are normally about $50 a night, and they go in to get a room and it's $250 a night. So my student said, well, that's price gouging. That's clear price gouging. In fact, there are laws in New Jersey now where you can't do that. But I say to them, well, look what happened. The motel owner owns has 10 rooms. He invested all of his capital, his labor. He probably has his wife and kids working there too. And they've been making a living. Suddenly, for his 10 rooms, 300 people show up to rent the 10 rooms. Now, how does he decide which 10 to rent to? Well, some students said you should look for the people that really need it. You know, a mother with a single mom with five kids, with three kids under 5 years old, rent it to her, rent it to the elderly. I said, well, that's probably not what the owner is going to do. And frankly, if it was your motel, you wouldn't do that either. What would you do? You would raise the price until as you raise the price, people drop out of the market. So he's only got 10 rooms there. It turned out there were 10 people willing to pay up to $250 for those rooms. And that's what he charged. And I said, well, that's price gouging. That's not right. Well, how are you going to decide what 10 to sell to rent the rooms to, number one? And number two, this guy's been barely eking out a living for years. Suddenly he says, my ship has come in. For at least 3 or 4 or 5 days, I can charge real high rates and make some money. Now, people say that's not ethical. It's price gouging. The owner of the place wouldn't say that.
I agree. And I also think there's probably a benefit that during a storm, you know, if somebody is going around, and I know there was a case of a guy who was prosecuted for selling generators, but isn't there also a correlation too, where when you don't have, when you have price controls on things, essentially during times of emergencies, that people tend to hoard things, and that if you allow the market to do what it does, there's probably going to be more supply for everybody?
Exactly. The higher price encourages business to make more. So if you say, we're not going to allow you to charge any more than a certain price, what happens is you get a shortage of the product. The demand for the product will be far greater than the supply. You get a shortage of the product. You know, suppose you had somebody who sells generators normally for $500 a piece. You know, he takes a truckload of them, figures out a way to get down to Florida, and instead of $500 a piece, he's charging $3,000. And people are buying them as fast as he can bring them in there. Is he price gouging? I would say no. There's a huge demand. People are willing to pay it. And, you know, that turns out to be what the market equilibrium price is. You know, I tell my classes, the way to make the maximum profit in business is to give your customers exactly what they want at exactly the price they're willing to pay. That's fair for everybody. And if you can do that profitably, that's really how you make profit going into the long run. So nobody sets prices. President Biden says, I'm not going to let the gas companies raise prices.
Right.
Well, they don't set the price. I mean, if they set the price, they try to get a high price every day. Why did the price of gasoline drop for 99 days straight, as the Biden administration likes to point out? Because demand dropped off. The U.S. is in a recession. China's in a recession. Global demand for oil dropped off. And instead of $100 a barrel, it dropped down to $85 a barrel, and gas prices went down. Now, things are changing. OPEC just announced today they're going to cut production by 2 million barrels a day. That's going to reduce the supply, and the price of gasoline, oil and gasoline, is going to shoot up in the fall. That's not a little mom and pop gas station or even a big oil company price gouging. They're charging the market equilibrium price. And if you don't like the price, that's one thing, but it is still a price that people are willing to pay for the quantity that they can offer.
Dr. Michael Bussler is with me, professor of finance and economics at Stockton University. You know, Bruce Springsteen recently announced his new concert tour date. I had to laugh at this because I'm not really a fan of Bruce Springsteen's, but I'm a Jersey guy, you know, and I mean, broadcasting in Philly, and obviously I make fun of him a lot because he used to take advantage of this farmland assessment tax credit, as you probably well know, back in the day. Yep. For his big, gigantic farm in Rumson, New Jersey. They actually had to reform the law because of the way that he was taking advantage of this thing. I remember the time State Senator Jen Beck from Monmouth County, New Jersey, led the reform on that because she was like, Bruce Springsteen's not a farmer, so why is he only paying $500 in property taxes on 160 acres or whatever it was? But, you know, he's a guy that always advocates for these politicians who want to raise taxes, so I really politically can't stand him. So I had to laugh, a little bit of irony, when his concert comes out and tickets are going for $5,000, and Democrats in the New Jersey legislature start turning around and saying, we need an investigation into this price gouging. But it's like, yo, man, somebody's willing to pay $5,000 for front row seats to see Bruce Springsteen. Sure as hell it's not going to be me, but if they're willing to pay for it, then go ahead.
That's exactly right. You know, the price of these concerts is really gone up significantly. And it's a result of a very high demand. You can only fit so many people inside the arena. And there's a very high demand for people to come and see him. And as a result, high demand, low supply, and you end up with high prices. If people are willing to pay the price, it is a fair price. As long as you charge a price that you give people exactly what they want, they want to see a Springsteen concert, at the price they're willing to pay. I'd pay $5,000 to get a front row seat to Springsteen. Well, as long as he hears that, he starts charging $5,000 for front row seats, because that's the market equilibrium price. No one company, no one entity ever sets a price. They say, well, business is putting out a price. Well, I mean, they can ask whatever price they want. It's their products. They have a right to ask whatever price they want. What they ultimately sell it for will depend on the demand for the product and their willingness to supply and the market equilibrium price that results from that.
You know, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you this. I saw an article that U.S. job openings fell in August and layoffs are up slightly. Openings fell by 10% in a sign that the labor market is starting to cool. Does that surprise you, Dr. Bussler?
No, not at all. The U.S. economy is in a recession. Now, they can argue, well, how can you be in a recession? The unemployment rate's so low. But that's not the definition of a recession. We haven't had any economic growth. Nobody can argue with this. We haven't had any economic growth since the end of last year. The first quarter GDP declined by about 1.5%. Second quarter declined by about 0.5%. Third quarter just got over. We'll get the data at the end of October. I think you're looking at another either zero or slightly negative. So the economy hasn't seen any economic growth since the end of last year. As a result of that, I would call that a recession. So the economy is in a recession. And what happens in a recession? Demand for products goes down. We're producing less. Now, normally, the unemployment rate would shoot way up. And they say, well, it hasn't shot up now, so we're not in a recession. The reason is, prior to today's announcement, there were 11 million job openings and only 6 million unemployed people. It's now dropped to 10 million job openings. So what's going to happen? I wrote about this a couple of months ago. What's going to happen is the unemployment rate's not going to go up nearly as much as would normally see during a recession. Rather, you'll see the number of job openings drop dramatically. And that's already started to happen. Real quick, as a simple example, a small business person says, I need 10 people to operate my business efficiently. Well, for the last 2 years, I've been operating with 9 because I can't get anybody. So I've been trying to get that 10th person. Well, once his business slows down, he's going to say, okay, I'm not going to look for that 10th person anymore. I'll operate with just the nine people. That's what's happening in the economy now. all the many of the job openings are going to go away. You won't see unemployment increase by as much as we see normally during a recession.
Dr. Michael Busler, this was great. I appreciate it. Professor of Finance and Economics at Stockton University. We'll talk again. I take your come back. Definitely come back.
Thank you. My pleasure. Look forward to it.
And I have to clarify, though, something. I always want to make sure I get everything right. My friend John Cantalupo just texted me that fake farmer Bruce Springsteen's fake farm is in Colts Neck, not Rumson. My apologies to the good people of Colts Neck and also Rumson. I got my blueberries here, and I'm selling them on the roadside in Colts Neck. Times are tough, little Steven. Times are tough. But thank God I got this farmland tax assessment, and I'm only paying $500 on 162 acres in Colts Neck. Anybody want to buy my corn? It's sweet Jersey corn, like a Jersey girl. I know what you're thinking. How come I always advocate for Democrats who want to raise your taxes while I pretend to be? Sometimes a Jersey tomato is just a Jersey tomato. Here in Colts Neck, just me strumming along. Little Steven, can I get a tax break? Little Steven, can I get a tax break? That's actual audio of Bruce Springsteen after they reformed the law. The Fake Farmer Act of 2015.
What a transition. We went from a serious discussion with a Stockton professor, a highly regarded economist, to Bruce Springsteen in concert.
To actual audio of Bruce Springsteen. Who knew we had this, Matt DeSantis, executive producer? Who knew we even had this audio unearthed in our archives?
That's the only show exclusive.
Baby, we were born to tax cheat. Every time I go to my account, I say it's a death rap. It's a suicide rap. We got to write off corn while we can. That was my favorite time. Bruce Springsteen on the side of the road just sitting there. Firewood, $5 a bundle. I'm a firewood farmer. And the other one was Bon Jovi had his bees, his honey bees. And I remember I believe that the name of Bon Jovi's farm, Slippery When Wet Acres, which is where his honey, I don't know, I'm making that up, but probably. Tonight I'm going to do a cover of Neil Young's Harvest Moon, which I do every fall before the fall harvest, because I'm a farmer. Bruce Springsteen and the E-I-E-I-O band. Right here in Colts Neck, New Jersey.
Can Bruce explain to us why $31 trillion worth of debt is a bad thing?
I don't know, but I know this. 31 trillion bushels of hay gets me one hell of a tax break on my 162 acres in Colts Neck, New Jersey. Let me just tell you that NJ Diet is going to help you lose weight because you know what? The holidays are coming. NJDiet.com, and fall means the holidays are on the way, so you want to be seeing a lot more of your friends and family. Some you may not have even seen in a couple of years, so wouldn't it be great to fit into that old Halloween costume again? How about showing up to a holiday dinner 20 to 40 pounds lighter? It can happen when you partner with NJ Diet, because NJ Diet can help you look like the best you ever, and you'll feel even better knowing that you're not just lighter, but you're healthier as well. So call NJ Diet and lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days. At your holiday dinner this year, you're going to need to pull in that chair just a little bit closer, and those pictures are going to look great. NJ Diet's program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work to help you lose that fat. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. Locations all over the East Coast or worldwide with live online video consultations. Start by calling today 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good with NJDiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.